2 News Time, 908. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dale Desmond. This is Southern U-Talk. And we got a lot to get to today. A lot of local stuff, guys. I had a plan for this for the show today, and it's kind of pivoted a little bit with some things that I was thinking about on my way in, and then it was absolutely cemented with the fatal fatal accident that happened near the hospital today, River Road and 700 South. A lot of you had to divert around the intersection today, and that because of, and it's still working. They're still looking at the UDOT cameras. They're still in the working stages of this this fatality. Somebody was, and I don't know the details yet. We don't know the name of the person that passed away this morning. But there's, it's a tough situation on River Road today. So River Road 700 South, right there by the hospital. The intersection's still closed. As I was driving in today, and it was just weird that this happened this way. As I was driving in today, I was driving along. I want to say it's 470 where I live, kind of in the Pineview area. There were two bike riders out, and I come to work early. I mean, I'm out of my house usually between 4:45 and 5 o'clock, and driving down 470 right by Boulevard Home, right before you get to Boulevard Home. There were two bike riders, and I don't know if they were up to no good. I don't know if they were kids out, you know, breaking into cars or doing something, but they were both completely dressed in black, not a scrap of light colored clothing, reflective anything. One of them was riding an e-bike, and luckily the e-bike had some light on it, but the other one, if they had been crossing the road, I would not have been able to stop. I would not have seen them. It's dark out there. There's not a ton of street lights along I believe it's 470. Yeah, there. And so I don't know what it is. Is it a sense of invisibility? Is it a sense of, I'm sorry, it's 2450 where I was driving down, right by Boulevard Home. I don't know if it's a sense of invincibility that these kids, invisibility and invincibility, these kids or adults. I mean, people do it. I didn't get a good look at either one of the people, but neither one of them were wearing a scrap of anything that allowed me to see them. Now, I know that there's pedestrian laws, and you got to watch out for bicyclists, and there's bike lanes and that sort of thing, and we got to do that. But do yourself a favor and be seen. You guys, I mean, I don't know who it was that passed away. I don't know if it was a worker at the hospital. I don't know if it was somebody out for a run down along River Road or 700 South, whoever passed away today. The family is finding out right now, or has found out right now, that their loved one was hit by a car and killed today at 700 South and River Road. I don't know if it was a jogger. I don't know if they were dressed in whatever kind of reflective gear. I don't know that yet. But come on, give yourself a chance. I mean, it was early. It was dark. When this first came down, it was in the 6 o'clock hour sometime when this all happened. And I'm just astounded after all these years. I mean, how many things have our parents told us growing up, right, that you'd never do to make your life better? I mean, I imagine there's some parents that are just merely out to make your life miserable. As kids, we're like, you're just trying to make my life hard. You don't want me to have fun. You want me to have fun. Yeah, but your parents have always said, clean your room. I don't know why you, now I know why you've got cockroaches in your room, why there's ants, why it stinks in here, why you can't find anything. And this is at the risk of sounding like get off my lawn. Maybe it's time we start listening, right? Clean your room, put down your phone, focus on what you got to get done. Eat your veggies. Not trying to make your life hard, trying to keep you healthy. How many people have been through life and you made some tough decisions? Maybe you've been hit by a car. Maybe you stopped smoking after lung cancer. Maybe you got caught cheating on your taxes or whatever, and you try to pass along information and advice to people that have been there, that have done that. And you go, look, save yourself the headache. Just wear a reflector. Just wear a little reflector vest. Wear on your shoes. Wear a helmet. We've talked about it in the last couple of weeks. This young lady, this 13-year-old girl, is she home yet? I've been following her dad on Instagram, on Facebook. This young lady from Little Valley that crashed on her e-bike. It has been spent weeks in a Las Vegas hospital with a major brain injury. Just wear your helmet. Just wear a reflector. Just be seen. Just try to give yourself a chance. Have you ever seen that movie? And maybe a lot of you have not, because it isn't high on the list of approved rated PG movies, called 10,000 Ways to Die in the West, I think it is, or 1,000 Ways to Die in the West. I watched part of it. It was really dumb, but it made a good point that life is trying to kill you. People that live a full life, a long life, live into their 80s or 90s, think about all the things they've been able to do to get by. If you're at an advanced age, if you're over the age of 65, that's lucky. Right? I mean, obviously, modern technology and health and healthcare has helped you along. But think about all the things that you have avoided, some by listening to people that have said, wear a helmet, wear reflective clothing, wear something, be smart. And somebody is picking out a coffin today. Because I'm going to flip the coin in a second. Somebody's picking out a coffin today, possibly because they were not visible enough. Now, I don't know what happened, and I am more than happy to say, in this case, the pedestrian did everything right. But the two kids or the two individuals riding down my street at 4:45 this morning were not giving themselves a chance at success. And I think about all of your loved ones that have gone through things, that have maybe been wearing a helmet. My son we were mountain biking up, in Eden area once. He came around a corner too fast, went straight into a thicket of trees, scratched up. His head was fine. Big, big gouge down the side of his helmet. We should have at least had stitches in his scalp, at least, if not worse. Just barely needing to wear a helmet, wear reflective clothing. How many things? Go to sleep on time. Eat your vegetables. Put down your tablet. Brush your teeth. How many people do you know that have teeth falling out of their head? Just brush your teeth, man. Just wear reflective clothing. It's really not that difficult. Maybe it's not cool. I don't know. Maybe it's just maybe it's not cool to wear a helmet. I like to wear my hat backwards, dude. There are parents out there mourning the loss of either their child's normal life or their child's overall life. So if you have any influence on anybody in your life, I know a lot of grandparents listen to this show. I know a lot of parents listen to this show. it's okay to be tough. It's okay to demand it. Now, grandparents have a little less, I don't even know what to call it, but grandparents have, you know, if everything goes right, you have the ability to I don't say circumvent, but to double down on what kids' parents are saying. If you have a good relationship with your grandkid and mom and dad are banging on the kid to wear the helmet, to wear reflective clothing, whatever. But if you look them in the eye and you say, I don't know what I would do with myself if something were to happen to you, please, please wear your helmet when you ride a bike. Please wear reflective clothing when you're out. Please. You would break your grandma's heart. You would break your grandpa's heart. I would be devastated. All the color of my world would go away. Because there is somebody picking out a coffin today, potentially, that had the ability to do it right. And I hope that I'm wrong. I'm just using this as an example to hopefully help down the road. So many things that we do in this life that people warn us about and we just don't listen. We talked about it with Brandon Hansen here a few minutes ago. We were talking about, he's been on this show. He comes on the show and he says he feels like he talks about the same principles of mortgage and using those principles to pay your bills and do these different things. He said 13, 14 years he's been doing it. And I said, well, that's why we go to church. Well, you don't go to church and hear a message once. You have to be consistent because as humans, we're just kids. Even as adults, we're just kids, man. And we need those reminders. That's why nobody buys one commercial on the radio. You hear these jingles. There's a reason you hear them again and again because the messages need to be repeated. So if you have any influence on kids, on grandkids, please do your best. Please be repetitive. Please be vigilant, because I don't want you to be picking out a coffin tomorrow or the next day for a kid or a grandkid or whatever. I've got a son who's 20, and he is just now starting to understand that he's not invincible. And the things that I've been asking him to do are starting to crop up and say, boy, I've got to slow down. I can't be getting speeding ticket after speeding ticket after speeding ticket. When I get a message in the mail that says I miss jury duty, I should call somebody and do something about it. And one day kids will listen. I promise you, one day. Sometimes life has to hit them in the face a little bit, but hopefully it is not a coffin picking out day. I hope it's not for you guys. Our thoughts and our prayers 100% go out to whomever was killed today at the intersection of River Road and 700 South. My personal thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family, especially after seeing two people on my street this morning at 4:45, and I get in here and about an hour later, hour and a half later, got news of something that terrible happened. And as I'm looking at the UDOT cameras, they're still 700 South still closed. They're still doing investigative work on this. The intersection is still closed there in front of Lowe's and Maverick and the hospital right there in Zions Bank. Tragic story this morning. I hope we can have some influence and do some good and pass things along to help our loved ones not be doing what some family is doing today. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can text in. Always want to hear your thoughts. 435-261-4540. You can call in 673-5890, 673-5890. I'd love to hear some success stories. People that have, hey, I wore my helmet and I got in a crash and it saved my life. Or I wore reflective clothing and I almost got hit, but some guy said he saw me. I'd love to hear those success stories. I'd love for you guys to tell each other about it, to support each other about it. And I'd love to hear that it's not just all eat your vegetables, brush your teeth, you know, all those things. I'd love to hear from you guys. 435-261-4540. Got a text that says, after today's fatal accident, I went to ask St. George. I want to ask St. George. Has great river trails, but they're scary to reach because of busy roads. Cities like Bentonville and Fayetteville, I'm guessing is that Arkansas, built connected greenways and safe crossings. So what is St. George doing to make the walking and biking paths safer so this doesn't keep happening? Good question. We're going to have Jimmy Hughes, the new mayor, the brand new mayor, Jimmy Hughes, in studio coming up on Thursday here for his first visit as mayor. Sitting down, I was able to go and hang out yesterday, chatted with him a little bit after his, I don't say inauguration, but his swearing in anyway, and was able to chat with him a little bit. He said the first item for the first item to get done is to fill that seat, fill the city council seat here in St. George. Hurricane doing the same exact thing, almost parallel lives, if you will. The application period is open. They got 2 weeks. It's open to apply for the vacant St. George City, the St. George City Council spot. Same hurricane, as I said, and they will look at all the applications, hear all the people that are applying. There's an estimated 20 plus people applying for this vacant spot that Jimmy Hughes, after he was moved, he's got two more years on this term before he takes over. He'll take over, so there's two more years in this term. So they will appoint somebody at some point in the next couple of weeks, and that'll take over that city council spot in St. George. And that's something I want to ask Jimmy about. That's a good question from our texter this morning. A good question to ask Jimmy about, okay, what are we doing to make places safe? I know up and down Trailblazer Boulevard, that's actually kind of funky, isn't it? The new concrete berms they put in there to protect pedestrians and bicyclists along Trailblazer Boulevard there by the university. I love it. I absolutely love it. It'll absolutely save lives. It's funky. It's weird. I almost drove over it. I almost drove around it thinking it was a median I had to drive on the far side of. But we'll get used to it. If it saves lives, we'll get used to it. So hats off to the university and to the city for putting that in. We'll get used to it. You may bottom out your car a couple times, but you got to pay attention. You should be paying attention anyway. And that's the other side of the coin I want to say is, yeah, it is up to pedestrians to wear reflective clothing, to wear, having bikes with lights, to wear helmets. But there are way more motorists out there, and we absolutely have to keep our heads on a swivel. You have to not be distracted. Whatever you got to do to be safe, because can you imagine the sound that will haunt you forever of a body hitting your car, a motorcyclist or a scooter, kid on a scooter? Can you imagine? You'll never erase that sound out of your head, ever. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your eyes open. Keep your phones turned off. I imagine I'm just as bad as anybody. But seriously, guys, we've got to take care of each other, and that's a great way to do it. All right, enough out of that. It's a lot of heavy we've gotten to, so we're going to lighten things up. Today is 12th night, if you know what that means. It's 12 days after Christmas. And what does that mean with the Epiphany? And what does that mean with taking your Christmas tree down? I'm giving you ammunition if you're trying to either get motivation or motivate someone to get their Christmas tree down. We'll get to that coming up. Coming up here in the next segment, KDXU News Time 928. This is Southern U Talk. I want to hear from you guys, 673-5890, the call-in line, or you can text in 435-261-4540. at 2 News Time is 9:32. Glad you're along, everybody. I'm Brother Dale. That was my radio name for a long time. I went by Brother Dale for like 20 years. So it creeps in every once in a while. And people go, I heard you say it. This is Dale Desmond. That's the KDXU version of Brother Dale. It was just a weird thing that happened on the air one day back 20 years ago. And it just stuck for 20 years. I went by Brother Dale on the radio. People were like, are you a seminary teacher? Like, what is happening? It's just a weird thing. It was my radio moniker for a long time. Weird stuff happens on the radio, guys, and that's okay. It is January 6th. It is Epiphany. It is the 12th day after Christmas, or what they call 12th night. Now, this is one of those weird, superstitions or these weird things that, that Americans do. I don't even know if you call it a superstition or a trend. It's been going on for a million years. It's when you're supposed to take down your Christmas tree and Christmas decorations to avoid bad luck. That's what it's all about. Now, you're just supposed to take it all down. That's what this is the time to do it. Dating back to the 4th century, many Christians have observed the 12th night, the evening before Epiphany, at the ideal time to take down Christmas tree and festive decorations. Now, traditionally, 12th night marks the end of the Christmas season. There's reportedly some debate about among Christian groups about which date it actually happened. Blah, blah, blah. Can we just agree to get your Christmas tree down? I think it was started by wives trying to get their husbands to get up in the attic and get the box down to put all the Christmas stuff away. The 12th night falls on either January 5th or 6th, depending on whether you want to count Christmas Day as the first day or not. Epiphany, also known as Three Kings Day, commemorates the visit of the three wise men to the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. They came 12 days after Christmas. All right. So just keep this in mind. According to folklore, leaving Christmas decorations up too long after 12th night is said to bring bad luck. I've never followed 12th night. I've never adhered to this superstition, if you call it that. Has anybody else ever said, well, 12th night, it's a thing? I'd love to hear from you. You can call me 673-5890, 673-5890. 12th night. Is that a thing? Have you ever adhered to that? I would love for you to text me as well. You can text in at 435-261-4540. I've heard of 12th night. I've never actually followed it. But it's not the only thing that we do as Americans, people. There are a ton of things that we do as Americans that just don't make sense. You ever run into somebody? I remember on, what was that movie? My Big Fat Greek Wedding. What's the tradition where you spit on somebody on their head or something to bring good luck and to get rid of the spirits? I think it's Greek. I think it's My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Spit on the heads I'm telling you. And you look at them like you are out of your mind. Well, guess what? There's a lot of stuff we do as Americans to either bring or to either bring good luck or to ward off bad luck, one of the two. All right? Now, I want you to snap your fingers, honk your horn. No, I don't honk your horn. Let's just be chill out today. I want you to snap your fingers if you've done any of these to bring good luck. Knock on wood. Hello. Of course we have. Finding a penny. You know that old saying, find a penny, pick it up, all the day you have good luck? That thing's covered in germs. I got good luck. And hepatitis. I'm telling you guys, I think there's some things we got to think about doing. How about the wishbone? How about the wishbone after Thanksgiving? I know a lot of these traditions are more for fun, but you make a wish and you pull that wishbone. And you hope you don't get salmonella. It's just what's Has anybody ever made a wish from a wishbone that 100% came through? It would not have happened. I don't know. How about crossing your fingers? For good luck. Okay, I'll cross my fingers. They have an emoji for it. Cross your fingers. And we've all done it. Snap your fingers if you've done any of these, okay? Birthday candles, you blow out birthday candles. And of course you make a wish. And of course you're not telling anybody because that makes it not come true. We all know that is 100% as real as the moon landing. It's going to happen. You have to, if you tell anybody, that's going to happen. How about a horseshoe? Anybody follow that kind of weird tradition about horseshoes? You got a horseshoe over the, I'm lucky at horseshoes, tossing horseshoes, but by the way, complete sidebar. I'm looking out the window here over Bluff Street, and there is an e-bike rider driving down the sidewalk wearing a very bright yellow orange vest. Not yellow, it's orange. Thank you. I digress. Other things here that we do as Americans that we just don't even realize all the superstitions. Before you're banging on somebody for taking down their Christmas tree on 12th night to keep bad luck away, remember that the next time you have somebody getting married, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue, to bring good luck. I mean, I wonder how many people from other cultures... maybe from Asia, maybe from Europe, maybe from Africa, I don't know, wherever, that have come here and be like, you guys blow out candles and that's weird. You make a wit and that's supposed to come, okay. Well, you know the moon landing didn't happen, right? No, come on, we're going to say that for a different day. Also, the omens of bad luck, things that we all do, keep snapping, guys, because I think we all do it. Walking under a ladder, breaking a mirror. Those are all bringing bad luck. Opening an umbrella indoors, bad luck. I'm just saying, before you start banging on somebody for, Christmas tree, got to get the Christmas tree down by the January 6th because it's going to go bad. It's going to be bad luck. Spilling salt, black cat crossing your path. I mean, there's a ton of these things, man. 13th floor. Friday the 13th, stepping on a crack. I mean, that's not bad luck. That's just if you're mad at your mom for throwing her, for not giving you a dollar to go to the store and get some candy. Itchy palms, what does that mean? When your ears are ringing, when your ears are burning. Somebody sneezes, got to say bless you, got to say Gesundheit. All right, so there's a lot of weird stuff that we do as Americans, and that's okay. It's all right. I mean, I just had no idea about 12th night. I had no idea about it. I think I've heard of Epiphany. I've had breakfast at Epiphany's before, and come on. The crepes are really good over there on Valley View. You can't not. I'm just saying that there's a bunch of weird things we do as Americans that we say, this is legitimate. If we don't do this, we're going to get bad luck. That's just how it goes. So that's how that goes. All right, guys, coming up next segment. We're going to chat a couple different things. We're going to get into it's that time of year when you start figuring out what you're going to do with your friend groups, that sort of thing. We're going to get to that coming up in a little bit. So it's a cool way to make some new friends in the new year. We'll tell you what they are coming up. 9:41. This is Southern U Talk with me, Dale Desmond, here on KDXU. Good morning. KDXU News Time is 9:44. Glad you're along, everybody. It's Dale Desmond. This is Southern U Talk. As in, you call, you talk. We want to hear what you guys got going on. 435-673-5890. 435-268. 435-673-5890. You can also text in 435-261-4540. All right, some other things that you guys do that are, you know, we all do it. These different superstitions. These different traditions that we follow, wishing upon a star. You see a shooting star, you got to make a wish. Are all wishes, all the times we make wishes, I got texts coming in, by the way, about that. Is it every wish upon a star, crossing your fingers? If you tell the wish, does it always go bad? Or is it just with blowing out birthday candles? I'm not sure. Because maybe that's why I haven't won the lottery yet. That's why I haven't gotten a Ferrari yet, because I think I'm telling my wishes when I shouldn't be telling them. Wishing upon a star, that's a good one right there. What else do we got? I got a text that says that Jan texted in, said my mother's family celebrated Christmas on Epiphany. What? Celebrated Christmas on January 6th. That's when they exchange gifts. It's not American. It's a tradition among Eastern Orthodox Catholic Christians from Hungary, and attended an Orthodox church in Scranton, PA. It's a remembrance of the day the wise men brought gifts. So I'm curious, Jan, did you get gifts on Christmas and on Epiphany or on Wise Man Day? I'm curious, Jan, did you get presents on both days or is it just one? And or was it really just they saved some of the presents you would have gotten on Christmas? You're like, dang it, we got to get some presents for Epiphany. Let's save some of these. And they hold those off to the side. I don't know. I could be wrong, but she says, I could be wrong, but that's what I was told when I was a child. Okay. All right, guys. It is Taco Tuesday, and per usual, I like to give stuff away, namely Angelica's Mexican Grill. We got a $10 gift card. Some weird things happening in the solar system. Let's see if you guys can answer this one. You can text me 435. Let me get sure I get the number right. I don't have it written down over here. 435-261-4540, the number to text in and tell me your answer. 435-261-4540. For a $10 Angelica's gift card, what's the only planet in our solar system to rotate clockwise on its axis? The only planet to rotate clockwise on its axis. You can text me right now, 435-261-4540, and we'll give away $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill. We'll get to that. We'll get to that answer as you guys want to win on Taco Tuesday. Bam, bam, bam. I was reading, did you guys see this story out of Heber? Heber City Police. Now, this is a case where AI had good intentions, but it kind of messed with people. There's been, I think all of us have gone through a point where AI has done us dirty. Remember when Google Maps first came out and everyone's like, oh, this is great. Google Maps, I just punch in where I'm going and it takes me there. I don't even have to watch it. It just tells me turn right, turn left, and you end up in the ocean or something like that. Well, this is one time where AI did somebody dirty. The Heber City Police Department, their artificial intelligence software incorrectly stated in a police report that an officer had been turned into a frog. Now, this is also probably a case of a cop not doing his paperwork and just letting AI do it, kind of like a college student in a term paper. The body cam software and the AI report writing software picked up on a movie that was playing in the background, which happened to be Princess and the Frog. When they learned, the department began using this service where it will take the audio picked up from the body cam footage and put it in a report. And as the cop was responding to a house, it picked up dialogue from Princess and the Frog and then put it into the report. And it stated the cop had been turned into a frog. Despite the mishap, the police department will continue using. Says I'm saving myself about 6 to 8 hours a week now doing paperwork. Well, that's good. AI reports being done. Hey, we've all used AI for weird stuff. Don't act like it's not. I know people using AI to talk to their kids. What should I ask my kids how to get through this situation? Our parents stumbled through it. We got through it somehow. Maybe AI is going to figure it out for us. Princess and the Frog. A cop got turned into a frog in Heber. That is crazy. All right. What is the only planet to rotate clockwise on its axis? We got some messages, some answers coming in here. Some of them right, some of them wrong. I want you to text me 435-261-4540. $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill. What is the only planet in our solar system to spin clockwise on its axis? Now, I guess if you're looking at it upside down or right side up, who knows? What's upside down and what's right side up? What's the defining base on that anyway? I'm curious. Let's see. Jan responded, by the way. Is this Jan? Oh, this is a different one. This one is a different texter that says, my aunt called January 6th Little Christmas and would put small gifts under the kids' beds. That's all right. I like that. It's like a second Christmas. Epiphany. I've never celebrated Epiphany before or Wise Man's Day, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That is a little Christmas. You put in a little, maybe it's better than putting the Christmas tree back up since you just took it down. I'm just saying there is a lot of weird things that we do as Americans here. All right, let's pivot. I've got some things I want to chat about. Maybe you've seen this with kids. Now I know as grandparents, because my mom always felt like, you know, she knew what she, after raising me, then she could go, oh, I know how to raise your kids too. And let me tell you how to raise your kids too. And let me tell you how to do this. Here are six signs you may be raising a Velcro child. Now, a Velcro child is that kid that just isn't very interested in going out and playing. They want to hang out with mom. They're hanging on to your leg. You go out in public and they are, you know, super stranger danger, which is always a good thing to an extent, right? Unless they're 25. Here are six signs that you may be raising what's called a Velcro child. Or maybe you have a grandchild. You're seeing this and you can find a way to have an appropriate conversation with your child about your grandchildren's behavior. The struggle to be away from you, even briefly. Now, and this isn't just when you're out somewhere strange, it's at home. If your kid is struggling to be away from you, out of sight, now it's one thing if they're a baby and they are, enjoying the comfort of mom, whatever, and you can't put them down, they start screaming, whatever. Now, this is talking about if you have older than toddler children, even older, like into preteen and teen years. I mean, how many guys do we know? How many, even sometimes missionaries come home? They're like, I didn't want to be away from home. I'm a homebody. I did not want to be away from home. They constantly check in for approval, always needing approval from mom or dad, one or the other. These are Velcro signs. These are signs you have a Velcro child. They're afraid to try new things. They like what they like. And they like to stick through it. Are they on the spectrum? I don't know. You can check it out. But they're afraid to try new things. These are signs you may be raising a Velcro child. A couple more here. They rely on you to solve problems or make decisions. They're always checking in with you, with mom. Now, I imagine there's some sort of a healthy balance. I didn't talk to my parents. I was kind of an independent kid. I talk to my dad every couple of weeks, talk to my mom every couple of weeks. But I know we all know people, and maybe you're one of them, that you talk to your mom, your dad, you talk to your kid every single day. That's the default. Leaving work, call mom. On the way to the store, call mom. I got nothing else to do. I don't want to turn on the radio, call mom. I'm sure that it goes into adulthood. They rely on you to solve problems or make decisions. that gets really tricky when they're in their when they get married and they're defaulting to you as the parent as opposed to their spouse. I've seen that happen. So that's something you got to watch out for. If you're seeing these signs as a Velcro kid, as a child, you gotta be aware of that. That is unhealthy. If they are defaulting to you as a parent, as over and taking your advice and your final decision, and your advice as a final decision over that of their spouse, that's a problem, a huge problem. Maybe they have a hard time with change. Maybe they're, if you're emotionally exhausted and they're just always clinging on you, you're like, I need 5 minutes. Just give me a break. And it happens a lot with little kids as well. Finally, the sign here, you might be having some things you might need to do to recognize that. It's important to understand that Velcro parenting is not a failure. You've probably done really good. Maybe you're a snowplow parent. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to keep everything away from the kids. You try to keep all the problems away, make their life super duper duper easy. That's a snowplow parent. That's also a problem. Because they get into their teen years and they go, I got to register for classes at school. Nope. Mom, got to get mom on the phone. I got to get mom on the phone. I got to talk through it with mom. She's got to help me walk through it step by step. And I cannot do this without my mom. That's going to be a problem come marriage time, because then mom becomes the default. Mom, how do I make macaroni and cheese? Mom, how do I apply for to get my license renewed? Mom, that's, you may be grooming a Velcro child out there. So just be aware of it. All right, guys, let's get the answer here. The only, and I don't know why it does it, maybe you guys know, the only planet in our solar system to rotate clockwise, $10 gift card, Angelica's Mexican Grill, is Venus. Very funny. It's not Uranus. That's funny. It is Venus. That's right. Let's see. Is this, I don't see a name. I'll text you the winner. I'll text the winner with telling you the details to come and get your stuff. But yeah, that's I don't know why. Does anybody know why? I haven't done the research. I just read it somewhere and it doesn't explain why that happens. So I'm not sure. We'll have to figure it out. Somebody I'm sure will text me, because you guys are incredibly helpful, and I appreciate you more than you know for taking good care of me and keeping me in the know. All right, coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Dr. David Blodgett from the Southwest Utah Department of Health going over a bunch of different stuff. The measles outbreak has been going on. The numbers are climbing. We should have a new number today. We'll see if it's held steady, if it's declining, if it's going up or down. You guys, if you feel like you've got measles, which is basically the flu plus a rash, don't go run into the doctor's office. Don't go to the ER right away. Don't go run into urgent care. Call your provider. Call your doctor. Tell them what's going on, and they can help you, because you can go in there and infect the entire office with measles. We can debate about the vaccine and people not getting the vaccine and having distrust about the vaccines after COVID. I get it. But in the meantime, don't go if you feel like you have measles. We're going to talk to Dr. David Blodgett tomorrow. And on Thursday, we're going to have the new mayor, Jimmy Hughes, in studio talking about what's coming up for his new session, his new administration, what he wants to get done, what he wants to get done first, what stuff that are wish list things that probably you may never get done. And then on Friday, we're going to have Greg Rebell from the BYU Cougars, play-by-play voice of the BYU Cougars. Greg Rebell will be with us, getting into mid-season form. How are BYU looking? Basketball, what are we looking for into the football season and recruiting in that way? This is Southern U Talk. I'm Dale Desmond. Thank you guys for joining us. It is closing time. We'll see you tomorrow. Closing time.